is level 5 a learnable trait? And if not, what does that mean? And if so, how might one actually begin to make progress toward it? First, let's go to the data. My instinct is always go to the data. And I look at the level 5s in the study, and I ask a simple empirical question. Were they always level 5? And that sheds light. And the answer I come up with is, it's a mixed bag. Some seem to have been sort of level 5-like. You can look in their history, their background, their upbringing, and the things that they did when they were young and how they did them and the way they played team sports and their role on those teams, say the quiet quarterback that never took much credit but won state championships. You can see evidence in some cases from very early on that they were just a level 5 type leader. There were others where there isn't much evidence of that, and what seemed to happen is there was some humbling event in their life. Some pivotal incident that completely shook their foundations in some way that started the progress towards level 5. A few examples. One converted to evangelical Christianity and said from then on, his sense of himself and the universe seemed so insignificant. And that he wrestled deeply with the question of what would it mean to actually live my religious beliefs in my work? And that inevitably led him more towards a level 5 style of operating. And it was a profound change for him. He said that becoming truly a Christian with a capital C was humbling. Another person, Darwin's cancer, was a profound shaking effect on Darwin. And I think what happened in Darwin's case, when all of a sudden he realized, you know, I might not be here in a year. I'm going to die. All of a sudden that elevated his sense of, like, what's it about? Maybe there's something that, maybe it isn't about me, because there will be no me. Another case, there was one of the individuals in our study, I think, was profoundly humbled when one of his children committed suicide. And that just really jolted. You could see a lot of changes in behavior after that, because there was just this sense of almost helplessness that rather than all empoweringness. So that was the second group. The third group seemed to be people who kind of just grew into it. And as their responsibilities grew, they kind of moved up that hierarchy, and they were like pulled along like a magnet. When they finally became chief executive, there was this sense of awesome responsibility for the institution or for the opportunities that they had, that it kind of extracted a level 5 perspective from them. And that when the responsibilities got larger, their sense of responsibility got larger. So I look at it as there could be any one of those ways that someone ends up in it. Now, I think there's a fourth category, which are those who never, ever could be level 5. I think Lee Iacocca and Al Dunlap probably never could have been level 5. I just can't imagine Lee Iacocca being ambitious first and foremost for the cause, not himself. I can't imagine Al Dunlap either having the humility or the will to do what's needed to make a great company. Now, I could have been wrong in those cases, but I think that those are cases where, yeah, maybe there are some who can't. The process, I think, I mean, I'm not sure that I want to recommend getting cancer or tell you that you need to go, you know, become an evangelical or something like that to become a level 5. So the question is, how might one grow? And here's my answer. I think it's like this. You're walking along, and you're moving down a path, and there comes a decision. And the right-hand fork, you know that if you make that decision, it's about self and ego and what I get and all of that. And you know that. You know that decision at that moment. And there's another fork, which is a left fork, which is a different decision that reflects more ambition for the cause or the work or the company. It could relate to succession. It could relate to, you know, all kinds of things. And that at some point, you're confronted with that actual concrete decision. And you are pulled to the right, but you step to the left. And that, let's say, only 1 out of 10 times you're good at that. But then eventually you get it 2 times. And 3 times and 4, sort of a personal flywheel of growth. I don't know if you become a level 5, but if at enough times you're pulled to the right and step to the left, you look suspiciously like one. And I think that that's sort of how the process actually happens.